Right, well, joining me now is Sue Smith. You've just signed a new contract with Doncaster Rovers Bells. First of all, what's the decision behind it? Because obviously it's a club on the grow.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, I've obviously been at Doncaster now for this is my fourth season. So when, you know, we got relegated when I first signed and we spent sort of 2 years in WSL2. So it's always been my aim to get Doncaster Bells or help get Doncaster Bells back up into the top flight of women's football. And as soon as we got there, you know, I didn't really have a choice to make. I wanted to be at Doncaster Bells. It's a, like you say, it's a club on the rise. You know, Glenn Harris, who's come in as the manager, is somebody that wants to make things happen. Carl Ligo and Faye Ligo, who are sort of working behind the scenes, again, with this new training facility. There's lots of things going on off the field. So I think it's now a case of us having to try and make things happen on the field, if you like.
I was going to say, when you look at it, that feel-good factor last season, the promotion and then the changes which are being made and the plans which are being made off the field, must mean that there's great optimism within the club.
Oh, without a doubt. And I think at the end of last season, obviously when we knew we'd got promoted, I think we wanted to get up as champions, so we were a bit disappointed that we didn't. But the fact that we moved up, that was our aim at the start of the season. And like I say, we spoke to a lot of people behind the scenes and they told us, you know, what their plans were, the new training facility, you know, that they wanted to bring players in, they wanted to compete in WSL1. And straight away, you know, the players that were there looked at each other and said, this is where we want to be. So I think, you know, when you're stable off the field, it also helps, you know, on the field that they're playing and things. So yeah, there's massive optimism, and I think you know we're not under any illusions that there's a lot of good teams in WSL1, the likes of Manchester City, Chelsea, obviously winning the double last year, Arsenal. You know, they've all strengthened as well. But I think some of the players that we've brought in are not only good quality players, but they fit in the team sort of ethos. And you know, it's a bit of a cheesy thing to say, but we class ourselves as like the Doncaster Bells family. And you know, and the people that come in have to fit into that mould, and you know, they have so far. We've been training for the last couple of weeks, and they all seem to fit in really well. So that's a positive move as well.
And I suppose when you look at it, there must be great expectations when you look at the squad, because a lot of these players have the experience, including yourself, of being there and doing it. So now, hopefully, you can all put it together and go on a good run.
Yeah, I hope so. We've got a nice mix, if you like. You know, we've got the sort of, I'll say experience rather than older players. But, you know, myself, Beth Easton, who played at the top flight for, you know, for a good number of years. Natasha Dowie coming in, a recognised goal scorer for Liverpool for, again, a good few years. Katrin Omisdottier, again, a Liverpool player. So they're used to playing at that level. Carla Humphrey is another player from Arsenal. So, you know, they've played in WSL1. They know what it's about. And then we've got a lot of great youngsters coming through as well. And I think that's something really good about Doncaster Bells, that we bring our own through. And, you know, and they're not afraid to play them if needed. So we've got a good squad. It's good competition for places, which always makes it, you know, sort of exciting to know who the first 11 is going to be, and it keeps everybody on their toes. So yeah, we've got a nice mix. Hopefully we can gel together pretty quickly.
And looking at it, up for the upcoming games which you'll be taking part in, I mean, the likes of the Chelseas, the Manchester City ladies, you must really be just looking forward to facing them and giving it a good go.
Oh, definitely. Well, yeah, I think, you know, that the fixtures haven't been released yet. So we're waiting to see sort of who our first game is against. And yeah, that's who you look forward to playing against, some of the top teams in the country. And, you know, we missed that last season. We played them a couple of times in the Continental Cup. But the actual, you know, playing week in, week out, like say against Chelsea and Manchester City, full of international players. So, you know, all the girls want to test themselves against the best. And I think, you know, this is the best way of doing it.
And for yourself, I mean, what aims do you have going into the new season?
I think for me, obviously, you want to play. You know, that's the first thing. You sort of want to get into the starting 11. You want to, you know, play week in, week out. I think as a team, I think we want to challenge. I don't think we want to just go up there and be the team that everybody beats and we go straight back down. You know, we want to go up there and we want to compete with some of the best teams. And I think the fact that the majority of the players have gone professional now, I think that's going to help fitness-wise. Because we played, like I say, a couple of WSL1 teams last year and competed with them probably 60, 70 minutes. But as soon as it got over that, you know, their fitness showed. And that was just because they were training full-time. And I think touches on the ball and working on things that you need to work on an everyday basis is going to improve the standard. And I think that's that's going to mean that we can compete. And I think we would love to get to a final, and obviously getting to Wembley in the FA Cup final would be, I think, a dream for all of the players. So, you know, it's something I think you've got to aim for. You just have little goals as you go on through the season. So, you know, the old cliche of taking every game at a time, I think that's what we're going to have to do. You look at Sunderland, how they performed last year. They went up and they were a bit of an unknown team and actually did really, really well. So I think, you know, we look at how they've performed and there's no reason, hopefully, why we can't do the same.
And when you look at it, you must really be looking forward to the home games, because the attendances do seem to be on the rise, and obviously it's a fantastic ground to play in.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the reasons why I actually signed for Doncaster Bells at the time. You know, obviously John Buckley was the manager then, and, you know, I love John to bits. So he was somebody that brought me in and improved me as a player. But yeah, when he took me to the stadium and he said, you're going to be playing here every home game, it was something that, as a player, that's what you want to play on good pitches and good stadiums. And the fans we have are fantastic. You know, they come to every game, whether it's home or away. You know, they ring their bells, and I think it probably does everybody else's head in. You know, they do the teams, just the constant ringing of the bells. But we love it as players, because it just shows that the support that we have, and hopefully, like you say, that the attendances can keep going up. I do quite a lot of work in schools, my other sort of job, and you know, the local schools that I've been to around Doncaster, Sheffield, Leeds, they've all sort of said that they wanted to come to the games this season. So hopefully we'll get quite a few new faces there, and hopefully they'll stay for the rest of the season.
And when you look at it after the successful Women's World Cup, I mean, just in terms of women's football in general, it does seem that the great British public really have taken into it now and are really going to games, and that must be great to be a part of.
Yeah, it really is. And I think, you know, that the girls at the World Cup did such a fantastic job, and obviously the coverage that they had on the TV and various newspapers and radio stations and everything, it was great. And I think that because the girls are so successful, I think, like you say, the nation took them to their heart, and it was just so unfortunate the way that they went out. But probably the way that they went out, I suppose, you know, endeared them even more to the nation. And, you know, people still talk about that now. And I think more people are interested and want to come to games. And I think, you know, that the publicity around it is much better, so people know where they can go to watch and what time games are on and things. So that also helps, because I think that was a problem in the past. People didn't know when to go and, you know, when games were on and where they were on. But it's obviously much better now. So, yeah, I think definitely it's on the up. And I think the girls are looking forward to the new season and hopefully bringing in lots of you know, new faces to come and watch us play.
And Sue, then finally, putting you on the spot a little bit, but where do you think this team can go come the end of the season?
That is put on the spot, isn't it? I think, you know, like I say, we've got to believe in ourselves. I think we've got to believe that we can go into WSL1 and compete with some of the top teams. You know, we're not going to go in there scared. We're going to go in there and, you know, sort of fight for every single point that we can possibly have. I think, you know, we look mid-table would be great for our first season back up there, and, you know, a cup final. But I think we've got to aim for, you know, why not challenging for the, you know, top three or four. It is going to be a difficult task, but I think, you know, we're all quite confident in our abilities within the team, and I think that's something that we have to try and take onto the pitch.